This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Michael Roser, MICHAELROSSER, date of birth 05/30/1954, date of appointment June 30th, 2025, requesting physician Robert Rogge, ROBERTDROEGE. Dear Dr. Rogge, I have the pleasure of seeing Michael Roser today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, he is 70-year-old, right-handed, 71-year-old, right-handed Caucasian man who was admitted to the St. Mary's Hospital because of the fall and fractured 4 to 8 ribs on the left side. In the hospital, he was hallucinating. He was confused. CT of the head done, which was read as negative. MRI of the brain not completed, but whatever done was negative. Then patient developed the heart attack and transferred to the LS hospital, ELLIS. Over there, CT of the head done, which shows new calcification in a left parietal sulcus. The rapidity of development is consistent with a calcified embolus to a distal M3-M4 branch, which may imply a associated acute stroke. But CT angiogram of the head and neck was negative. Patient also had TEE and diagnosed with AFib. Now he is on apixaban. Today he is here in my office with the sister for follow-up. He is doing good, he is eating good, getting around good, memory is not good, occasionally lose track of thought, not driving, lives alone, cook the food, take care of himself, pay his bill. Uses walker for ambulation. Past medical history. Chronic low back pain. History of alcohol abuse, depression, hypertension, anxiety, arthritis, MI. Past surgical history, left hip arthroplasty, bilateral knee replacement, allergy to penicillin, medications, allopurinol, imidurone, apixaban, 5 mg 2 times daily, aspirin 81 mg daily, atorvastatin 40 mg daily, citalopram dapagliflozin, Dacoset, folic acid, gabapentin, hydrocodone, lidocaine, topical gel, metoprolol, myconazole, 2% topical powder, polyethylene glycol, thiamine, torsamide, alprazolam, socialistic, does not smoke cigarette, he was drinker before, is retired, is divorced, lives alone, have one daughter, family history, mother deceased due to stroke and diabetes, father deceased, heart attack, diabetes. Four sisters, two deceased, one with brain aneurysm, one with breast cancer. Two brother, review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric and musculoskeletal system. I found out that he's having headache, joint stiffness, physical examination. Blood pressure 120 over 70, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation. Heart F1S2 regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen, short bowel, sound present, neck supple, there is no carotid bruit. There is no jaundice, cyanosis, and edema, neurological examination. Patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3. Speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug, normal hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift. There is no rigidity, action tremor present. Motor system examination, strength 545, deep tender reflexive 2 over 4, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination reveal presence of pin prick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. I did the mini mental status examination and he scored 21 out of 30. Next paragraph. '71-year-old right-handed Caucasian man whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, Alzheimer's disease. Number 2, essential tremor. Number 3, probable left parietal sulcus stroke. Number 4, depression. Number 5, history of encephalopathy resolved. Number 6, history of alcohol abuse. Next paragraph. At this time, I would like to start donepezil 5 milligram PO daily. I will continue the aspirin 81 milligram PO daily, Eliquis 5 milligram PO 2 time daily, and atorvastatin 40 milligram PO daily. I would like to see him back in my office in 3 months. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.